Stars is ready to shine.
Now up ahead, as Langefeld's going to lay it up left hand, and one! Got it! And a free throw can I see.
This is high school basketball at its best. Heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Get ready, Fresno. It's game time on ESPN Fresno. This game is made possible thanks to A-plus signs, mega prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
That's right, game time here on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader. Here live in the gym of Clovis North for a regular season finale between Clovis West and Clovis North. Bill Bonatti alongside Paul Metters for what will be a fantastic matchup between two great teams in the track, hoping to get as far as they can through that Division I potential division playoffs here, which the road to Sellin is ever shorter as we get closer to it moving forward. But anyways, Clovis West, Clovis North tonight. Bill Bonatti alongside Paul Metters, like I say. Paul, what are we looking forward to? Tonight's the regular season finale. Let's cap it off with a great one.
Well, what else can we say? Clovis North versus Clovis West, right? This is a rivalry game that goes back ever since Clovis North opened, especially since Clovis North coach Tony Abinson took over the program when Vance Wahlberg returned. Just so many storylines in this one. Different coach for Clovis West now. Tyrone Jackson has taken over the program. We know where Coach Vance Wahlberg is right now, actually playing Utah State. But just the rivalry game stands out to me, Phil. Usually with this game, there is a lot riding on the line. Playoff seedings, track title. It's really not the case as far as a track title this year. Buchanan can wrap it up tonight with a win. They control their own destiny. Clovis North coming in at 7-2. Clovis West 5-4. We're really not used to hearing that. But when both of these teams get together, it's an intense matchup. The styles are extremely similar as well. And even though this is a spacious gym, the Staples Center here at Clovis North, it still gets really, really loud as a game. Had a game here last week, and it was certainly that. I expect that tonight as well.
When you want momentum going into postseason, maybe that's what the coaches are seeking tonight. I think they're going to get their best from this team. But, Paul, when it talks about getting a game, when you move into the postseason, how important is a game like that? Despite it maybe not meaning much in terms of the standings, you need that momentum going in.
Absolutely, and you always want to be playing your best basketball heading into the postseason. And we already here. We're going to find out the playoff brackets tomorrow. It's going to be released by the CIF Central Section. So we'll be able to break it down a little bit more. We'll see if there's 8 teams, 10 teams, maybe even 12 teams in Division One. There might be a bye for a few of these teams as well. So you never want to sit, right, after the final game of the year. But sometimes you want to hurry up and get back on the court, especially if you lose. So momentum is a big thing heading into the playoffs. Again, you want to be playing your best basketball of the season heading into the playoffs, seeking that trip to Sellin Arena.
We'll take a look at both of these teams after this break. We'll take one here. Pre-game show right now. High School Hoops, Clovis North, Clovis West on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, pregame shoot-around still going here at the gym of Clovis North, the Staples Center here for the Broncos and the Eagles getting ready to go. Clovis West, Clovis North. Let's talk about these teams and how their season has gone along. And start with the home team, a team that, of course, has some playoff expectations. They always seem to with Coach Tony Abinson. And, Paul, how do you look at the Broncos season as a whole with one game remaining in the regular season?
Yeah, 17-11 overall, 7-2 in the track. They had a chance last week against Buchanan, who I mentioned it controls their own destiny with their game tonight. They could beat Clovis East. They'll wrap up a sole possession of first place in the track. But, you know, Clovis North plays a really tough preseason schedule, if you want to frame it that way. They play the big dogs down in SoCal. They're playing a couple big tournaments. They are a team that'll go up north, they'll go down south. They're battle tested. I feel like there, you know, you have two really good players who we'll get to in just a second. One is the leading scorer in school history. But, you know, I just feel like the third and fourth options that we've kind of known Clovis North to be, where they're able to kick the ball out and rely on a third or fourth scorer and, you know, have somebody that's able to protect the rim. There isn't a whole lot of players like that on this year's roster. I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, they have 11 losses on the year. But, again, 7-2 in the track is nothing to sneeze at. They got a really good team. Coach Abinson is one of the best coaches, not only in the Central Section, but in the state of California. So, hey, you know one thing's for sure with Clovis North, the Clovis North Broncos basketball program, they're going to play hard every single game. We're going to see that tonight.
Clovis West with somewhat of a similar overall record, but 5-4 in the track. The Eagles coming in under head coach Tyron Jackson's first year. Have you seen the journey of Clovis West this year under a new regime?
Yeah, Tyron Jackson played for Vance Wahlberg, coached under Vance Wahlberg as his lead assistant when he had his second stint here. It's the same hustling Eagles type of offense, dribble drive, up and down the court, trying to get out on fast breaks, leaking out, playing tough-nosed defense. One thing about this year's team, Phil, is they're young. They're going to start a sophomore, a freshman comes off the bench. He started about half the year this season. They're led by a really good senior point guard, Jace Kellogg, who does an amazing job with the team. So, you know, you're going to see a lot of similarities to the hustling Eagles of the past. They're just a really young team. But like Clovis North, they're going to play hard every game.
We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll look at the starting lineups plus players to watch and get you set for tip-off. You missed us, didn't you? High School Hoops on 1430 on a Tuesday night. Clovis West, Clovis North on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, tip-off coming up in moments here on 1430 ESPN. Fresno, Central Valley sports leader. It is couple minutes left on the clock here tonight, of course, before we get to the tip-off, and let's talk about the lineups and the players to watch. And we'll start with the road team this time, Clovis West, the Eagles, who come in 18-10 overall, 5-4 in the track, hoping to stay above 500 with a win tonight. Jace Kellogg, of course, wearing number zero. He'll be in the guard spot. It'll be Gabe Orsko, number one in the lineup as well. Hunter Bradford wearing the 21 number on his jersey. Jamil Castro wearing number 23, and it's Jackson Sauceda wearing number 55, wearing their all-black uniforms, lined with the maroon and the gold trim lettering. Paul, give us a player to watch and what stands out about that lineup.
Well, a couple things. First of all, underneath, they're going to have to control the boards. I mentioned how young they are. Hunter Bradford, the sophomore, Jamil Castro, the freshman. They're going to have to rebound the basketball. Got to mention Jace Kellogg, right? That I've been able to watch for 3.5-plus years. He's a point guard, but he is a scorer of the basketball as well. He does a phenomenal job. He's one of my keys for Clovis West tonight.
On the Clovis North side, the lineup looks like this. Number 2, Eli Gish. Number 3, McKay Amundson. Number 4, Jaleel Montgomery. Number 13, Titan Lawrence. Number 30, Miles Tucker. White uniforms for the Broncos with their blue, their traditional light blue lettering and piping along their jersey and sides. Are we going to get to an anthem, or should we get to it real quick? Should we save it for it?
Let's save it.
All right.
I think we're coming in hot with the national anthem.
Coming in hot with the anthem, so we're going to save the player to watch in on the lineup there, and we'll give it to you one more time before we get the tip. But as we hit the regular season finale here at Clovis North, they maybe hoping to host a game here in the playoffs. We'll see how the seeding shakes out. Of course, maybe we break that down at the half as well and what that looks like. Of course, brackets are coming out
mañana.
Tomorrow.
Probably we're hoping around 3 o'clock.
Right at the time my show starts. So maybe
you can break it, Phil.
Yeah, I could break it. So, all right, let's listen in for the national anthem.
Or the red horse.
Very nicely done. And now we get to basketball in the lineup. So let's give the lineup one more time for Clovis North and got to talk about players to watch for them. Eli Gish, wearing number two, standing at 6'7" in the height department. McKay Edmondson will be number three. Jaleel Montgomery will be wearing number four. Number 13, Titan Lawrence. And number 30, Miles Tucker. Paul, player to watch, and what stands out about this lineup for the Broncos?
Well, a couple of seniors. Eli Gish at 6'7". He's a very capable scorer. Score around the rim, can hit a three, can dunk the basketball. He's a menace defensively. And then there's McKay Edmondson, the school's all-time leading scorer, leading steals man as well. He's a four-year player. Obviously, Coach Tony Edmondson's son. He's a point guard, but he's like Jace Kellogg, and he's a scoring point guard. He's the team's leading scorer, close to 20 points a game. He's fearless as well. He has a great open court vision. He does a little bit of everything on a court, as you expect a coach's son to be, and he's one of the fun ones that I've been able to watch over the last 4 years as well, as long with Jace Kellogg. So this team goes as McKay goes. So, you know, Clovis North has had a lot of success over the years, and McKay's one of the reasons for it.
I asked this question to you, considering the matchup before we get set for tip. Is this the best point guard matchup we have in the track between these two teams?
I think so. And, you know, you talk about really good point guards. Buchanan's got a great one, and Dez Patton, I mentioned on my show last week on Saturday, even tweeted it out. I think he's going to be the track player of the year. Not too often you see a track player of the year average under 10 points a game, and that's what Dez Patton does for Buchanan. But, you know, these two point guards, Jace Kellogg, again, I kind of reluctantly say point guard because they shoot the basketball a lot. But you see the basketball in their hands a lot, and it's for good reason. They don't turn the ball over. They're about the same height. Actually, I give Jace even maybe about an inch taller than McKay, which isn't saying a whole heck of a lot. And, you know, people out there that know these programs well know exactly what I'm talking about as McKay's being announced right now. But, yeah, I think as far as a battle of guards, this is a really fun one.
It'll be one more chapter in their matchup as they probably tussled for a couple years now. And we'll see if this is the final one. Heading into tonight. And I just want to thank the folks at the World Egg Expo for getting me out in a prompt amount of time. It was getting dicey.
How was traffic on 99?
It was, you know.
Not great?
Getting out of Tulare was a little hairy, but.
How was the tri-tip sandwich, though?
Delicious.
That's my name.
I just smell like dirt, though, unfortunately.
I'm glad you didn't say the other word.
Day one down, day two and three coming up later. But we got basketball tonight. And we want to thank you for listening wherever you're listening, however you're listening. Stay a little bit. Enjoy it. Clovis North, Clovis West, tipping off. It's going to be Eli Gish and Hunter Bradford going at it. And Gish gets it to Amundson, and he hands it to Montgomery. And we are underway from the Staples Center. Broncos with Montgomery at the top of the arc, handing it to Gish over to the right side. He now dribbles to the top of the arc, handing it to Amundson on the left side. Over to Gish in the corner now. He's holding the basketball, knocked away, and here's Jamil Castro poking it away, stealing it away, and layup no good. Offensive rebound, but throwing it away to the other side as Montgomery floats in, and he does not get it to go. Ball's poked away to the near side and out of bounds off of Clovis North. So a little bit of some craziness in terms of the turnovers, but we're still at no score right now with a half a minute in. So Jace Kellogg, who's guarded tightly in the backcourt. Clovis North is pressuring here. They break it by getting up to the front court is Orsko getting it to Kellogg. Kellogg flying in, throwing a wild shot in between three bodies. Gets his own rebound. Another shot attempt no good. Montgomery had it momentarily, and Hunter Bradford was able to get the loose ball and put it off the glass. 2-0 Clovis
West. Wow, great job by the Golden Eagles just being relentless on the offensive glass.
Amundson the other way, firing inside. Montgomery takes the contact, does not get it to fall, but it is two free throws, and the foul will be on Gabe Orsko.
Yeah, McKay, really good pass from the left side, just whipped it underneath with his left hand. Forgot to mention in our opener, Phil, McKay Edmondson's committed to play basketball at Idaho State, Division I program.
Montgomery's first free throw off the back iron, no good. McKay soon to be a Bengal. next year.
Is that what they are?
That's what they are.
You know that.
I know that. North Dakota days. Two free throws missed for Montgomery, so stays 2-0. And Clovis West now with the basketball coming up the other way. Castro dribbling inside, floating, and no good on the front iron. And rebound, Clovis North. Gish up ahead. It's Tucker. Tucker firing into Gish. Gish pass out to Amundsen. Amundsen dribbled in, pass out to Montgomery. Montgomery back to the basket, passing it back out. Gish. Gish going to fire a three on the right side, and it rolls home. 3-2, Clovis North now.
Yeah, pretty nice when you have a 6'7" wing that could hit threes.
Kellogg with a little floater, flying inside, finds the dish to Bradford. Bradford waiting for his opportunity, cannot get it to go off the glass, fight for the ball on the near sideline, and it's picked up by Titan Lawrence, who gets it up ahead to Amundsen. The other way, Broncos trying to get an early score. Tucker, three-pointer no good off the front iron, and it goes out of bounds off of Clovis West.
You see what Clovis North tries to do offensively. Just move the basketball, drive, and kick it out.
Amundsen into Gish. Gish passing it back out to Tucker, who's at the top of the arc. Now he turns and gives it to Amundsen, poked away momentarily. He's guarded by Kellogg. Amundsen turns a corner, flies inside, underneath, blocked away. Montgomery, though, with the putback attempt, and it's now 5-2 Broncos.
Yeah, nice block by Castro, but being relentless on the offensive glass.
Ball poked away by Miles Tucker, who's guarding Bradford. Orsko, excuse me, as we now get substitutions in. Jose Dixon is in. David Hinton, the fourth in for Clovis West. So we get a couple subs. As Castro checks out.
And both these teams are going to keep you very busy with their substitutions.
Kellogg picks up his dribble. It certainly will be. Picks up the dribble. Now it's on the baseline as it's Cannon Green, who is also one of the men checked in. He draws a foul.
So there's three freshmen listed on the Max Preps roster, and Green is one of them, along with Castro. He's had a couple opportunities underneath but has missed, but made his presence known defensively with the block. And then Valenzuela, number 11.
Cannon Green drawing the shooting foul. He makes the first free throw, his second on its way. Good. So it's 5-4 with 5:25 to go in this first quarter. Substitutions for the Broncos. We'll get them to you when we can. Nice feed up the head as Aaron Arasian able to get the put up and laying it in. Up ahead the other way. Some speed. Pass to the corner. Cannon Green. Three-pointer short. And it's picked up by the Broncos. Amundsen now with the basketball, flying the other way, splitting defenders, soaring up ahead, but blocked by Kellogg.
Yeah, we thought McKay Amundsen was going to go all the way, just a shifty move. At about the half court, crossed over to his left, but Kellogg timed that perfectly.
Gish handing it off. Amundsen trying to thought about the three. Now he drives baseline. He's looking for somewhere to pass to. Finds his man underneath, Gabe Nyberg, who's tied up underneath, and that is going to be a jump ball. Good defense from Bradford there to force the jump ball. Possession arrow pointing to the Broncos, it was pointing to Clovis West, and now was switched to the Broncos, so it's Clovis West basketball. As they inbound down 7-4 in this first quarter. Green up ahead to Jose Dixon, is in the corner on the near side. Harassed by Amundsen, he passes it to Castro, who's back into the basketball game. Amundsen peeled off his defender, and he's fighting a double team with Castro, and Castro's going to travel. Amundsen is all over that play.
Well, that's typical Clovis North type defense. You notice straight man-to-man in the corner field. They did not double team, so Amundsen will pick and choose where he wants to double team, so he found the weakness, and that's how they got the turnover.
7-4, Clovis North basketball. Amundsen. Going to get to Gish. Gish going to fire a three-pointer. Second one for him. He knocks it down. Lead up to, actually it was a long two. His foot was on the line. So it's a five-point lead. The corner, Dixon. Dixon guarded by Amundsen. Same kind of set. Now he peels into the key. Stops. Throws it off the glass and knocks it in for two.
Yeah, I like that move. Stop. Pivot. Put it up. Strong move.
Amundsen the other way. Guarded by Kellogg. Kick to the corner. Nyberg. Nyberg floating away. Now he passes it back out on Woodsford, who's at the three-point arc. Now he peels around the corner, and it's blocked, but a foul on the layup attempt. Might have been on the body with Jose Dixon. We'll check who it was.
And you see, Phil, what Clovis North tries to do, right? Obviously, you're working for the best shot available. They like threes and layups. Drive and dish. And if it's not there, you see everybody on the court knows what their role is. They'll pump fake. They'll drive. They'll dish. It doesn't matter who it is. We've seen multiple substitutions. There's still 3:49 left in the first quarter. So that's just kind of the M.O. of Abinson and his type of offense.
Two for two on the KFC bucket there from Landon Woodsford. Is Kellogg up ahead as they're breaking the press. Hinton now has to get to Green. Green over to the corner, way high over Dixon's head, and he could not gather it, and it's a turnover for the Eagles.
You see Tyrone Jackson on the sidelines. I think he's being subbed out, Cannon Green, after that turnover. Just don't make it so difficult, right? Just take the easy pass sometimes. I'm trying to make the hero pass, especially that cross-court pass can be very tough.
Thomason up ahead. Gish, who was underneath, but a wild pass off the rim. I think it was a little off target from Amundsen. Knocked away by Nyberg in the backcourt, but it'll stay Clovis West basketball. You don't usually see the off target pass from Amundsen there.
Well, I mean, Gish is 6'7", got a huge wingspan, but I don't think he's that tall.
Kellogg now getting it over to his teammate. Orsko's back in the game, but he loses it. Poked away. Gish is coming the other way. Wild little run up ahead. He just throws up a shot off the rim. No good. Here comes Clovis West the other way. Kellogg steps into the body of Amundsen and is able to knock it off the glass.
Oh, he's so good at that. His body control is phenomenal.
Gish guarded by Castro, passing it back to Amundsen, who's guarded by Kellogg in the half court now. Three-point lead for the Broncos. Amundsen throws by Kellogg, but short on the layup attempt. Kellogg has the rebound. He's coming the other way. Steps ahead. Knocked away. And it's going to be off of Clovis North. Good poke away from Aaron Orisian there to prevent the basket.
You see that a lot with Kellogg. He does the Euro step. Like I mentioned, the body control going off 1 foot. Kind of slowing his body down. Really good at that.
Kellogg getting it into Bradford, who gets it back to Kellogg on the baseline. Pass back out as Nate Martinez. Ball poked away. Bradford ends up with it. He gets it back to Martinez. Martinez dribbling, gets it to Kellogg. Kellogg guarded by Amundsen. We have 16 on the shot clock. Kellogg now driving in on the right side. Tough shot over Amundsen. He gets it to go. Jace Kellogg, toughness there.
Yeah, tough is right. I didn't think he was going to be able to get that shot over the defenders.
Amundsen the other way, blowing by the defense and laying it up for two. Did we say it was about the point guards tonight, Paul? Orsko going to Castro the other side. Castro guarded by Amundsen. Ball poked away and it really nearly touched the out-of-bounds line. He throws across the court and it's tipped off the hand of Miles Tucker. It will stay Clovis West basketball.
It was close. It was close. We had a good look at that. I don't think we would have been mad either way on that call.
Replay assistance, maybe.
Let it go.
Would have looked at it, but thankfully we don't do that at this level. So, Eagle basketball, Orsko. Third in the near side, pass back out as Cannon Green checks back in. He has the basketball, dribbling in his left hand. Guarded by Amundsen. Crossover, now gets to the corner. Orsko, three-pointer, knocks it down, and we tied up at 13.
Yeah, it's one of the most difficult threes that we've seen shot tonight, and that one was all net. Pretty shot.
1:30 to go in this first quarter. Amundsen behind the back dribble, dribbling around to the right side, trying to get around the defense. Ball poked away, finds Titan Lawrence. Lawrence to Montgomery. Montgomery guarded by Castro. Ball poked away to Fidel Chen. Chen holding the basketball at the top of the arc. Gets it to Montgomery, who finds an open spot on the left side. Rattles in and out on a three-point shot, and it's Clovis West basketball the other way. Martinez with some speed now, flying into the key. Pull-up jumper, and it's off on the right side. Castro with the offensive board, fight underneath, and
jump ball or timeout?
I'm not sure what the whistle is. Jump ball, I think, maybe was what is indicated because it should be going Clovis North basketball, and it is. So Jaleel Montgomery able to force the jump ball on the offensive board, and it's Bronco basketball with exactly a minute to go.
Yeah, that last defensive possession for Clovis West was their best of the evening. Golden Eagles would like to see it done back-to-back.
Amundsen long three, no good. Kellogg flies in for the rebound. They could go two for one here if they really hurry. Kellogg guarded, fires a three-pointer straight away, no good. Rebound Amundsen. 4 seconds separate shot clock from game clock. He pulls back, handing it off Montgomery. Montgomery on the baseline on the right side. Now gets it to Chen. Chen holding it. Now goes to Amundsen at the top of the arc. Amundsen guarded tightly. Crossing over. Ooh. Bounce pass out of the reach of his teammate, Fidele Chen. And so it'll be Clovis West basketball with the shot clock off.
And yeah, McKay coming out after that possession. Off the top of my head, that's three turnovers in the quarter, which is pretty rare for him. A little too much dribbling. He knows it.
Clovis West has a chance at a lead here at the end of the quarter. It's Kellogg guarded by Tucker. Montgomery kind of coming in here for the double team now. Fires a pass inside. It's stolen away. Here comes Clovis North the other way, looking to add the lead. Montgomery flying ahead. No good. Ball bounces on the baseline, and the buzzer sounds as it goes out of bounds. And we have the first quarter at an end here. 13 all between Clovis North and Clovis West. You're listening to High School Hoops on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and MQ.
All right, 13 all, second quarter underway. Is it what you expected, Paul, so far?
Yeah, I mean, 13 points, probably a little bit under as far as point totals goes, but defensively, both teams are playing pretty well. Yeah. There's our guy.
Jace Kellogg with the baseline layup, just tough off the body, and now the Eagles have the lead for the first time since 2-0. It's Gish the other way. He's going to try to get the lead back. Three-pointer, no good, and a rebound for the Eagles. Clovis West looking to pull away a little bit here. Hinton inside to Bradford. Bradford off the body, no good. Fight for the board. Montgomery comes in and steals it away. And he's knocked down to the floor on the midcourt, as I think it was off of, yeah, it was Hinton. Yeah. David Hinton who contacted him there. So a tough foul early in the second quarter.
Well, I like what Clovis West is doing defensively. We mentioned that one possession where I thought they played really, really well. Forced Clovis North to take a bad shot. There's only a few seconds left in the shot clock.
It's a pullback jumper. Knocks it down. Whew. It looked like a long two to me, and it is. So it's tied at 15.
The worst shot in basketball, Phil, the long two.
The long two. The most inefficient. Ball knocked away as Amundsen's able to get pick it up. Up ahead, it's Tucker. Layup, good. 17-15, Clovis North. Ball knocked away again and stolen away by the Broncos. Gish coming up ahead and fires it to his teammate, Titan Lawrence, who lays it up. Lead up to four. A timeout called from Tyrone Jackson. 19-15 with 6:50 to go in this second quarter. We'll take a break on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thason Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back. High School Hoops on 1430. It's 19-15. Clovis North leads after a 30-second timeout. What do you think Coach Jackson was talking about there?
Yeah, they're stopping the momentum. You know, obviously, after that Jace Kellogg bucket, Clovis North did a good job getting out on transition. He's just telling his guys, you can't give up those two-on-one breaks. Clovis North is so deadly at those. You got to get back on defense. You got to hustle.
Bradford up ahead, Castro. Castro met by a defender. He turns, hook shot, cannot get it to go. And a rebound, Gish. Gish harassed, and he will now hold the basketball, and he hands it to Amundsen, who now flies up the other way and lays it up on the right side.
Wow, two dribbles from catching the ball around the half court. Impressive move.
Up ahead, Castro in the corner into Bradford. Late on the pass as Gish knocks it away and another steal away. Amundsen with the basketball. Clovis North could extend this lead. Gish dribbling inside. Pull-up jumper over the short defender. Can't get it to go. Ball knocked away on the baseline, and it stays with the Broncos. Seems like the Broncos' defense has really gotten into a rhythm here. They're turning it into offenses. As Furtado gets it inside to Gish. Gish backed up against Castro. Passes it back out to Amundsen. Amundsen guarded by Kellogg. Still dribbling. Thought about the three. Now he picks up his dribble. Trying to find it somewhere to go. Titan Lawrence says hello. Ike at the basketball. Gets it over Furtado. Three-pointer. How about Jonathan Furtado getting into this basketball game with a three-pointer? 9-point lead.
Yeah, what I liked about that, he's sitting in the corner just waiting, has his hands out, got the basketball and shot it right away. No time to think about it.
What a play from Furtado on the other end to knock it off of Kellogg, who flew in, lost the shot, and he was able to bounce it off his body out of bounds.
Hey, you know what that does, right? When you come off the bench, that earns you more minutes. Hit a three, play good defense, get the turnover. Keep them out there a little while longer.
So Broncos could get it to double digits here. Amundsen picks up the dribble. Back out to Furtado. Furtado getting it over to Lawrence. Lawrence into Gish. Back out Furtado. Furtado dribbling. Trying to find someone to go to. Ooh. Throws it, and Amundsen. Oh, I don't know. I didn't know if he touched the ball when he stepped out of bounds.
No, he didn't. He wasn't out of bounds.
But I think the ref had the back of Amundsen was there, so he couldn't really see the play. So he's going to blow it out of bounds. It's Clovis West basketball. Almost good body control for McKay Amundsen.
He's trying to reestablish himself in bounds, but ref saw it a different way.
Kellogg guarded. Step back. Three-pointer. No good off the left side. Ball gets to Montgomery, who gets it to Amundsen, and now he'll dribble up ahead. High flying pass over to Woodsford. Pass it back. Amundsen, three-pointer on its way. Short on the three-point attempt. Clovis West now with the basketball again. Kellogg across the timeline. Dribbles right side, tries to blow in inside, gets it out to Castro. Castro now dribbling with the right hand. Guarded, and he's fouled on the dribble as Jonathan Furtado is the one who committed the foul on Castro.
Yeah, that last shot by Kellogg, down 9, kind of a fadeaway, really tough three-pointer. That's a tough shot, right? Like, you would like him to get to the rim a little bit more. He's been able to do that tonight. Those long shots can make things difficult.
Castro dribbling, turn, and short. And no, it does roll in on the back iron. So it's a 7-point lead for the Broncos. Gish up ahead, floats up, almost hit the circus shot. I think it's going to be a shooting foul.
Yeah. You see McKay, give him a little look, right? You said Castro got the bucket, and he's on Gish right now. Gish is like, I'm going to sprint down the court. McKay gave him a little look, bounce pass, and almost had a three-point opportunity.
First free throw, no good. Foul was on Hunter Bradford. So second free throw here for Eli Gish. 24-17, now 25-17, Broncos lead with 4:20 to go. Long pass up ahead. Castro able to get it. And picked off by Montgomery underneath, who's cutting in. Gets it up to Gish. Up to Amundsen. Ball knocked away as he was laying it up. And it's going to be off of Gish, who was trying to get the offensive board. I think Amundsen thought he got fouled. He had a little bit of a head bob there to try to sell it. But refs weren't calling it. And here comes Clovis West the other way. And a foul really... Landon Woodsford able to commit the foul on Kellogg there, and I guess he bumped him off the dribble there up court.
I guess. We've seen some pushing and shoving and slapping underneath the rim, but that one was called on the perimeter.
Halfway through this second quarter, Kellogg guarded by Amundsen. Picks up his dribble, hands it over to Green. Green, who's tied up, and, he's traveled. He's arguing that he had an arm in his...
He could have.
In there, but he moved the feet before, so Clovis North the other way. Gish dribbling, guarded by Kellogg. Over to Amundsen. Amundsen holding it, now puts it to the floor behind the back. Dribbles right side, curling around the defender, and it's an offensive foul. McKay Amundsen pushed off. And Tony can't believe that call.
He's saying he gave him the old hook.
So here comes Clovis West the other way. Ursko dribbling at the top of the arc. Going to get it to Kellogg, guarded by Amundsen. Kellogg dribbling to the baseline, stops, pullback, Ursko into Bradford. Bradford out to Hinton. Hinton spinning inside, and we have another travel as David Hinton moved the pivot foot.
Yeah, it's been tough sledding for Clovis North in this. Sorry, for Clovis West in this quarter. Only 4 points, and one of their buckets was really early in that second quarter when Jace Kellogg got to the rim. So Clovis North defense has really stepped up, forced a lot of turnovers.
It's been a 12-4 advantage in the points for Clovis North. Montgomery drives in, pass back out. Woods for three, knocks it down. Up 11 now with 3 minutes to go. Green the other way, pulls up, back out to Hinton. Hinton guarded by Amundsen. He dribbles right side, trying to get around. Cannot do it. Pick it up the dribble. Gets it to Orsko. Orsko, as Amundsen picks him up, gets it over to Bradford. Bradford can't quite handle it. Now he picks it up and he's holding it. Gets it over to Green in the corner. Green now dribbling, handing it off to Kellogg. Kellogg flying into the key and floats in with the layup.
Jace is going to play college basketball somewhere next year. Not sure where, but they're going to get a really good basketball player. God, he's so good underneath.
Woodsford, guarded by Orsko, dribbling with the right hand, trying to take the body, gets it to Amundsen. Amundsen drive, baseline, float up, and good. Just a quick trigger on the right side, short side layup. 30-19, Clovis North. Little jumper from Orsko, too strong, and a rebound for Clovis North the other way. Gish trying to get a quick basket, takes the body and knocks it in on the layup attempt. 32-19, a timeout for Tyrone Jackson. Why don't we take another 30-second timeout? We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN. All right, welcome back. 32-19 with 2 minutes to go in this first half. Clovis West needs to stop the bleeding here against Clovis North in this quarter. Kellogg, guarded by Amundsen, in the half court, dribbling to the right side, gets it to the corner to Nate Martinez, who backs down his defender, now picks up his dribble on the right side of the key, looking to pass it to someone. Jose Dixon says hello, and he gets the and-one bucket as Gish is going to commit the foul. So Jose Dixon trying to spark a rally.
Yeah, they needed that, just simple pump fake. Got Gish up in the air. He felt like he got most of the basketball coming back down, swiped at it. He caught him. Got him with the foul.
Free throw, no good. Castro flies in, cannot get the putback to go, and it's a rebound for Clovis North. Still some pressing here for Clovis West. They got to get it up ahead. There's Gish and a timeout from Tony Amundsen, who didn't like the organization of them moving up there on offense. We'll stay right here. 32-21 with 1:29 to go in this second quarter. But, Paul, it's been the story of Clovis North, the transition, the ability to steal the basketball and reap the rewards on the other end. It's what's been impressive in this second quarter, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that's what they do, right? They try to speed you up, force you to take bad shots, travel. We've seen a little bit of everything. And, you know, Coach Tyrone Jackson for Clovis West, you saw that second timeout that he took. Both times have been after Clovis North has had a fast break opportunity to take advantage of and scored. Again, Clovis West, they have to get back farther. I saw a couple of their guys not hustling all the way back down, and that's a big no-no with this program. Coach Jackson's staff didn't like it. That's why they called that second timeout. So they got to get back on defense, sprint back. Even if it's not your guy, even if you're 10, 20, 30, even 30 feet behind the play, you got to go get after it.
Blocked away on the other end. So Clovis West looking to get the benefit here. Kellogg dribbling. Thought about the step back. Now he flies in off the glass. No good. Bradford with the offensive board. He cannot get the putback to go. Fight for it. McKay Amundsen able to just take it out of his hands. Now he's coming the other way, and it's poked out of his hand. And here comes Hinton the other way, and Amundsen's going to commit the foul on David Hinton. So a wild sequence there. Maybe a frustration foul for McKay Amundsen, who had such a great defensive play right there before, but losing the basketball there, yeah. I would imagine he's frustrated.
Oh, bonus time.
So David Hinton, the fourth at the free throws, and some critical free throws here. We've seen some misses, and we're going to see another one on this first one. Lead stays at 11 with 1 minute to go.
Yeah, whenever you're down by double digits, you know, a couple minutes left or whatever in the second quarter, one of the goals is always to get it under. single digits, right? That's what Clovis West is trying to do. They got to hit their free throws. We've seen quite a few misses from them tonight at the line.
Hitting just a sophomore. Too strong on the free throw again. So stays at 11. And Clovis North the other way. Gish over to the corner. High pass. And I thought that went out of bounds. It stays in bounds. Somehow finds the Broncos. Montgomery able to sail in with the layup attempt. No good. Here comes Kellogg the other way. Castro on the defender. Floats in and knocks it down. The lead to 9. Montgomery looking to inbound. Clovis West really putting up the pressure here on defense. Up ahead to Chen. Back out to Tucker. Gish going to take the three after that pass and knock it down.
That's the first of his three balls tonight that he's actually swished. The other two kind of guided in. That one looked pretty.
Castro on a putback attempt the other way. Knocks it in. He tries to save the basketball in the corner. And he's able to take a seat on the Clovis North bench. But it'll stay Clovis North basketball. The lead to 10 now. Clovis North can hold for the final shot. Clovis West has been really trying to speed them up on the defensive side. A lot of full court pressure here for the Eagles of late. Let's see what they do here in the final position. 10 seconds to go now as the ball's inbounded. Amundson guarded tightly by Dixon. He's going to draw a foul. They had a foul to give.
He counted it.
Did they count it? Wow. That's a big call there.
And one. Yeah, it looked like to me, Phil, he was fouled around the free throw line. He went up with his left hand and put it in, but they called it on the shot.
Dixon was the one that committed the foul, his second. So a free throw for Robinson, which all, you feel like about any of the track players, he's the most of a guarantee for a free throw, right? Guarantee make?
Phil.
I jinxed him. He missed it. Kellogg with a last second opportunity at the buzzer, throws it up there and does not get it to go. It is a 12-point lead for Clovis North, 37-25. We will take a break. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion Furniture, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, and Me and Ed's Pizza.
All right, welcome back to High School Hoops on 1430. 37-25 our lead here. And we're pleased to be joined at half by one of the coaches who looks to get to the road to Selland here this season. Coach Garrett Brown, right? For Bakersfield Christian, good to meet you, of course, for you and I talking. But
good to meet you, too.
How are we doing on this Tuesday night up here in the Valley?
Yeah, anytime I get a chance to spend some time with my dad and go to dinner and hang out and have a conversation is a good night for me. So got a little break away from running the kids around to their practices and my own practice, and so got a chance to come up here and hang out with him and watch some basketball.
Just kind of your thoughts about this first half. Clovis North obviously defensively did a lot of good things in their transition game. They know what to do with the basketball, right, in transition up 37-25. What are your thoughts on the first half so far?
Yeah, they get up and down. They play pretty fast. Both teams want to get up and down and play fast and get in transition and shoot threes and, you know, attack the rim. So, you know, both teams pose some challenges for us just the way they play schematically and stuff like that. And both these teams always play really hard. Like Tyrone and Tony do a great job, and their kids always play super hard. So either team, if we happen to match up with them down the road, it's going to be a tough challenge for us.
You have the brackets, I believe, coming out tomorrow, of course. And
there's a lot
of conversations. Do you have an expectation of where your team feel like should be ending up in that bracket in the top level?
I do have an expectation of where I think we should be, and it's going to be unpopular to everyone in this gym and in this area. But, no, I do feel like that we're the three seed. I feel like we've done enough. Our resume is enough. If we still have common opponent, we have that tiebreaker over Clovis North, right? They're only using it for football. But the next subsection of the tiebreaker is whether you win a league championship or not, right? And we're an undefeated league champion. We have zero losses in our section. Our strength of schedule was a 24 before we hit league. We played the best. And we think we can compete with the best. And so, yes, I do believe that we are the three seed, and I'm definitely going to die on that hill.
All right.
Yeah, Coach Garrett Brown here, Bakersfield Christian. All right, tell us a little bit about your team, the MO. I know you came and played Bullard at their place. You got a win in that one. You mentioned undefeated against Central Section opponents. So give us a little snapshot of your squad this year.
I mean, we're a lot different than we've been in the past. In the past, we've had a dominant guard, like a ball handler, or someone who carries the ball in their hands all the time and scores a lot. That's what we've had traditionally in the past. But this year, we have a big who's coming around, who's a junior, who's being nationally recruited. We have a 6'5 wing who can really play. And then our guard play is slowly just continuing to come around with our workouts and everything like that. And we don't have a traditional point guard, but we feel like we have two guards that can combine and fill that role for us. We've just been trying to piece it together, and we feel like we're clicking at the right time.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time to stop by, get a little analysis, and I'm sure we'll all be doing the same thing tomorrow at around, 3 o'clock, figuring it all out, huh?
Well, I appreciate you guys putting me on the spot. I'm sure everyone in Fresno is going to love me even more now.
Hey, you felt like when you came to Bullard, that was the best refereed game you've ever had, right?
It really was.
Yeah, no, it felt like really like a playoff game, yes. Like a state-level game.
No,
yeah.
I think there was only 9 fouls called in that game. It was 5 on us and 4 on Bullard. But, I had 0 complaints. It was that officiated game was great and never felt like anything shady was going on, and it was a great game.
We'll take it the rest of the playoffs. Huh? Hey, appreciate you swinging by.
Thanks again. Thank you. Nice meeting you.
Best of luck on the rest of it.
All right, Paul, thanks for having me.
We'll see you in downtown Fresno maybe in a couple of weeks. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
All right, welcome back. First half done, halftime done. Second half coming up very soon. 37-25, Clovis North leads over Clovis West. Got a very important score to update for the folks listening at home. Shall I give the honors here, Paul?
Yeah, you do it.
I got Clovis girls leading Central East 52-50 with 1:26 to go in the final quarter.
If Clovis East wins, three-way tie for
Central East wins.
Central East, sorry. A three-way tie for first at 8-2.
It keeps the Clovis West streak alive. Clovis could shut that door if they can hold on for a minute 26. Hey, we got 16 more on the clock here, though, tonight. Start of the third. Clovis North leading by 12 in this final regular season game as Clovis North will open on the offense. Miles Tucker handing it to Amundson, who drives baseline. Kick out to Gish in the corner, other side, no good. Kellogg with the rebound.
Yeah, what a beautiful play coming out in the second half. Good read by Amundson, just didn't get that shot by Gish.
Bradford going to try a three-pointer on the other side, no good in the corner. And rebound Clovis North the other way. Montgomery getting it to Gish, who's by the scorer's table, now goes to the top of the arc. He dribbles right side. Picks it up, momentarily knocked away. Handing it off to his teammate, Lawrence.
Nice.
Lawrence, and gets the layup to go. So, Clovis West now down 14 with 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Kellogg peeling around, takes the contact, and gets it to go. He just soars over everyone.
I think he actually likes that contact feel, right? It just makes him change directions, gets to the rim.
Montgomery seeing the space and takes advantage as he beats his man to the bucket and gets another layup.
Ooh.
Other side, Clovis West down 14, floating in, short on the layup, no good. Here comes Clovis North the other way. As Lawrence knocked away from Kellogg, good poke out there. And Clovis West now has the basketball. They've got numbers up ahead, and now they're going to pull back as Orsco now flying in, and Montgomery blocks it away.
Yeah, nice recovery by Montgomery to swat that layup attempt away. You know, after Clovis High, much improved Clovis High team, defeated Buchanan, dealt them their only loss in track. Clovis North, you thought, you know, the Clovis High Cougars have some momentum, but Clovis North, there's another missed shot.
That shot, Orsco, no good on the three-pointer. A little hard contact on the rebound attempt. It looked like Jamel Castro collided with one of the Clovis North defenders. I don't believe a foul was called.
No.
It was just the ball knocked out of bounds. I think it's going to stay to the Clovis West side.
Yeah, a little slow getting up. Looks like he's all right. But Clovis North came out at Clovis High and beat him 80-57. The reason why I'm saying that is that Montgomery had one of his best games of the season in that one. Scored 19.
Castro with the basketball. Guarded by Montgomery. Ooh. Loses it. Montgomery able to knock it away, but Kellogg picks up the loose ball. Now he's dribbling on Amundsen. Takes contact. Moves inside. Flies in, and he's fouled. I think he's fouled on the shot. Is that where it is? It looks like it was, and Amundsen's going to pick it up. That's his third, by the way, McKay Amundsen.
Tony pleading his case. remember, McKay got called for that hook shot, that off, or the hook. The offensive foul that Tony didn't like either.
So Kellogg's going to knock down a free throw here to cut it to 13. He could cut it to 12 with the 2-for-2 trip here at the line.
I don't think Tony likes just how late that call was.
Second free throw good. So Kellogg able to convert. 41-29 with 6 minutes to go. More harassment on the backside, and it was off Amundsen, they said. But they're going to consult, and they're going to say, yes, it is off of Clovis West. So it was state Bronco basketball.
Clovis West is doing, they're putting, I think they're playing man-to-man, full court.
Gish up ahead, breaking the press. Now they're in the half court. Montgomery flying in. No good on the layup attempt. Lawrence couldn't gather it. Here comes Kellogg the other way. Kellogg crossover, flying in again on the key, hesitates and puts it in. 10-point lead now for the Broncos. Gish underneath to Lawrence, who's wide open, and puts the Broncos back up by 12. 43-31 with 5:40 to go in this third quarter. Still a little bit of striking distance from Clovis West, but can't be making plays like the one they just did. Turnover, Amundsen flying in on Kellogg and lays it up on the right side.
I like that, going off 2 feet. It's important.
Lead back up to 14. Kellogg dribbling behind the back. Picked up on a double team in the half court. Getting it over to Jose Dixon to the corner to Orsco. Orsco now dribbles. He's dribbling to the right side. Pulls up at the free throw line. No good on the right side. Ball knocked away. And Amundsen's picking it up the other way. He's got an opportunity. It's poked away from Castro, who picks it up. Gets it to Dixon. And here comes Clovis West the other way. Kellogg to the corner. Three-pointer green. No good. And a putback, though, on the other side as Orsco is able to knock it down. Another ball up ahead, and we're cherry-picking on the other side to Clovis North as Miles Tucker lays it in.
Yeah, the Broncos are just leaking out on the opposite side of the court. Just doing a cross-court pass for wide-open layups.
Montgomery commits the loose ball foul. He poked it away. Just a little too much contact there. I got another update. Clovis up by one with 31.8 to go, 57-56.
Did it say whose ball it is?
No idea. It's not like football. Back to our game, 47-33 with 4:37 to go. Gosh. Kellogg floats in and lays it in.
He's just a scoring machine. Broke a school record earlier in the season with 54 points.
Arisian outside. Amundsen, he's been looking for a three. Still can't get one here. And it's hitting the other way. He floats in. And high layup off the glass. No good. And we're leaking out the other way. Furtado. No good, but he's fouled. A little wry smile for Furtado on the foul as Kellogg commits his first. Good competition between the players on the court here.
Finds himself on the ground. He's actually the one that extended it to Jace. Jace didn't initiate it, but he's like, all right, I'll help you out.
Furtado free throw, no good. Got a little more of a straighter shot on that free throw attempt there, Paul. You like the high archers, right? Oh,
got to get that good rotation, give the ball a chance.
The lead is 12. Furtado could extend it to 13. He does not. Misses the free throw. Clovis West the other way. As Green picking up the double. Montgomery's picked it off again here. He's been so good at that. Throws this off his own teammate, though, and it's another turnover. Tony Amundsen can't believe it. Up ahead, Orsco, but Montgomery makes it up with a block on the other side. Ball leaks out to the back of the court, half court. Picked up by Martinez of Clovis West. It stays Eagle basketball. He's trying to find someone to pass it to. And Furtado is able to pick up a loose ball as it was knocked away. Can't get the layup to go. Does not get the second attempt to go. Ball still loose in the key. Kicking it out. And it's going to find Arisian, he pump fakes on the shot. Montgomery now holding it. They could really settle it down here now if they want to, and he does. And we got a foul. Who's that on?
Oh, bailout. Oh, my gosh.
Hinton fouls Gish, who was trying to peel around on a screen.
30 feet, right? 30 feet
goodness,
away from the basket.
I need a breath of oxygen there.
McKay's taking a breather right now, so.
Arisian.
Clovis Norris got to take care of the basketball.
Loses his man momentarily. Now kicking it back out. It's Woodsford three. He's got another. And it's now 50-35. Clovis North leads. We're hitting 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Kellogg
good
underneath
pass.
Bradford.
Woo.
Seeing eye pass there.
Ready.
The lead down to 13 again. Montgomery picked up in the full court, gets it up to Woodsford. Woodsford, Kellogg got his hand in between the passing lane, so another turnover here. Kellogg with some speed up ahead. It was off of Gish, who deflected the pass out of bounds on the baseline. I got to imagine both coaches aren't quite feeling great about how the sloppiness of this game.
Yeah, 13-point lead for Clovis North. I would tend to agree with that, right? You just want good, clean basketball played by your team. We've seen a lot of mistakes tonight.
Kellogg inside Castro. Montgomery got his arm in there, and it's knocked away. I think it was off Castro, and, yeah, a loose ball off of Castro. He's been frustrated tonight, I would imagine, with how much Jaleel Montgomery's been harassing him in underneath.
Yeah. Castro's missed. There's another wild play. Castro's missed. He missed a few early shots underneath. I think he's been frustrated most of the evening.
Gish, a dangerous pass. Woodsford, though, picks it up. Woo! Another three. Landon Woodsford off the bench. Another three-pointer. Kellogg coming with some speed the other way. Layup attempt no good. Montgomery with the rebound. Now he gets it up ahead to Gish. Gish with some space underneath. Takes the body. No good. Woodsford put back.
Why not?
Why not? Landon Woodsford. Another put back. And a timeout. Is that what we got here on the floor?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
We got. I think somebody's been saying something to the referees in the crowd because we have administration potentially being involved here. So we got a stoppage here. So there was no foul or anything like that or timeout. So 55-37 is your score, but. Yeah. A little warning to the crowd. Maybe some frustration, I imagine.
Yeah, meanwhile, it's an 18-point lead for the Broncos.
So back to basketball. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. It's really come off the rails for this Eagles team. Broncos have really been able to handle themselves here. And we got another stoppage and another foul. It's Eli Gish who commits it on the loose ball. So it'll be another 35 on the shot clock.
And one of these things, too, Phil. Obviously, North is up by 18. A little frustration on Clovis West's side. It doesn't matter what the score is to Coach Adamson. He wants things done the right way with the team that he has, with the players that are out on the court right now, right? It doesn't matter 1 through 5, 6 through 10, right, 11 through 16, how many guys are on the bench. Right, when you're out on the court, they expect you to play a certain way. You don't play to the scoreboard. You play on every possession.
Kellogg. Flying in again, and no good. Ball knocked up. Castro loses the ball, and the ball trickles out to the corner where our inflatable Bronco is standing. And looks like it was off of a Bronco, and it stays Clovis West basketball. Kellogg's going to be the inbounder here. 32 on the shot clock. Gets it into Castro as they work on the half court here. Castro on the corner, guarded by Montgomery, who's been so good on him all night. Kellogg inside, turns. And just throws up a shot and draws the foul. So two free throws for Jace Kellogg. Titan Lawrence is going to commit that first foul, his first foul of the game tonight. Still Wow. All right. We're checking scores here. We're going to verify some things. But, Paul, are you ready to make it official on
no,
a girl's side?
No, I'm not ready.
Okay. All right. We'll see you when it's official. First free throw, good. Second free throw, good. 55-38. Clovis North the other way. Ball is off the foot of Kellogg, so kickball there. So stays baseline. Pace has been stunted a little bit in this game, in this third quarter. A lot of the turnovers a factor to that. I'm sure all players don't want to look at the turnover numbers in this game.
No.
Gish handing it off to Amundson. Amundson back in this basketball game with the three fouls, guarded by Kellogg. He's going to draw one. As I think Kellogg's going to commit his second. It's a third team foul for Clovis West. He's inbound to Gish, and Amundson the other way now. Guarded by Kellogg. It's been the matchup all night. Dribbling left hand. Now he pulls back. Now hands it off to his teammate Nyberg. Nyberg flowing in. Good defense from Castro to knock the shot away. Kellogg over to Hinton. Hinton dribbling between two defenders, and he's going to draw another foul here. So suddenly we've gotten a lot of fouls in this basketball game. It looks like Miles Tucker's the one that's going to commit it there. And that's the bonus. So free throws the rest of this quarter for Clovis North with the 57 seconds to go.
Well, now that we got some free throws being shot, I guess I can announce it, Phil. You going to give
history.
Me the honors?
We got history tonight,
Paul? Yeah, we got a girls score. So Central East was up 58-57 with 1.9 seconds. But Clovis comes back with a bucket, and they are the track champions. They win 59-58. Finished the year 9-1.
And more importantly?
I don't think they're going to get the top seed.
No.
Is that what you're thinking?
I'm saying a streak is officially.
Oh, the streak.
I mean, we got to address it.
Yeah, so for the first time in 20 seasons, Clovis West girls, we got a layup from North. Clovis West girls is not going to win a track championship.
Unbelievable. It's wide open on the girls' side for sure. All right, back to the boys' action. Kellogg draws a foul, and it's Miles Tucker again who commits it. So more free throws for the Eagles. He cut it to 15. Paul, when are you having conversations about a comeback here down 17 with a little under a minute to go in this?
I mean, of course you are, right?
You've got to chunk it out, right?
Sure.
If you're Clovis West.
Yeah, I just felt like every quarter since the first, it is tied at 13. Clovis North has just been exponentially better in the other two quarters following.
Second free throw for Kellogg, could knock it down, and he does. And so it's a 15-point lead for North. Get good defensive stop, you could have a conversation here about maybe a comeback here in the fourth quarter. Up ahead, it's Tucker who fakes the shot. Over to Amundson. They're really harassing. A lot of players tight on the defense. Amundson wants a call. In over inside, Landon Woodsford. He's been all over this basketball game, and he draws the foul. Is that a shooting foul? It is. So they'll have two free throws, Landon Woodsford.
Well, that little taste of high school basketball for you, obviously, with the shot clock off. You want to run it down and shoot the basketball, you know, 5-4 seconds left to ensure that Clovis West isn't going to get another shot. But he found himself open. Nice recovery by Clovis West to at least foul him, make him earn it at the line. But still, 13.3 seconds. A lot of time for Clovis West to get a shot off.
I don't need a scorer to tell me. I think Landon Woodsford has 15 tonight.
Ooh.
So, off the bench. It's pretty darn good.
It's a good quarter for him.
5 seconds to go. Kellogg tries to draw a three-point foul, and he does.
Yep.
Not on the shot. It looked like Titan Lawrence bit the cookie.
Has Jace made a three-pointer in this game?
I
don't remember one.
I don't think I remember one either. So we have 1.2 seconds on the game clock here. He makes the first.
I remember one Clovis North and Clovis West game. I can't remember if it was for a track championship or playoffs, but it was at Clovis West. Triple overtime, and the now Clovis West, Buchanan, and Clovis High have those new scoreboards. I think Clovis North would be next. we were wondering if how if he would get up to 100 as far as the scoreboard.
Yeah,
it certainly did. I mean, it was like 109-97 final in three overtimes. One of those wild games you don't forget.
We may not be seeing that happen tonight,
no.
But it's a 59-45 lead for Clovis North. We go to the fourth quarter next on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, and M-Cubed.
All right, welcome back. 6:09 to go, 68-46. Clovis North all over Clovis West here. Still got some of the stud basketball players that we know from both these teams still in this game. Finishing out the regular season strong. At least that's what the Broncos look to do. Of course, the Eagles, where their playoff prospectus will look like. Of course, we'll break it all down in the postgame show as Kellogg fires a three-pointer, rattles in. That's a shooter roll if you ever saw it there.
You bet.
So three-pointer, cuts it to 19. Lawrence to Gish. Gish wants to shoot that three, but he thought better of it. Passes cross-court to Tucker. Tucker's going to fire the three.
Woo!
And knocks it down.
All net.
Back up to 22 on the answer, 71-49. Three-pointer the other way. Green airballs it as Castro tried to bounce it off Montgomery, but instead deflection right to a Clovis North player. Up ahead to Amundsen. Amundsen almost banked it in himself on the three-pointer. Ball finds him again. When you're a scorer, it finds you. Gets it over to Lawrence. Lawrence over to Gish. Gish going to catch, shoot three-pointer. No good off the front iron. Lawrence fighting for the rebound as Bradford's able to pick it up. And here comes Clovis West the other way. Kellogg got that double team on him. Inside to Jose Dixon, who hesitates. And you say that, Paul, all the time. When you wait, you're not going to make that shot underneath. And it got deflected away.
You got to go up right away.
Pull up, two-pointer. Obviously can't get that little pull-up jumper to go. So Kellogg the other way. Inside Bradford. Bradford cannot gather the pass. It's Amundsen who finds it, deflects it up to the Tucker. Blocked away from Castro, who just sent it over in the second row.
I think Tony's telling, put the ball down, maybe reverse it on that one. Castro swiped that out of the air.
We've seen some blocks. So we've seen Hirschhorn's before, but I think that's the block of the season I've seen so far.
I saw one from Hirschhorn against CBC that we're kind of laughing about after the game. As one of those, I called it a volleyball spike. It's the ground. Seen some good ones this year.
North still with the basketball. Out ahead to Amundsen. Ball knocked away, and it's going to go to the backcourt. Deflected. Stays Clovis North basketball, but I think they got an inbound back there, don't they?
You know, thinking about playoffs and tomorrow, the brackets coming out. Questions about who's going to land in D1. Well, Bakersfield Christian has that tiebreaker over San Joaquin Memorial. But I tell you what, the Division III is going to be an extremely competitive bracket. You mentioned Kingsburg and the two of the directional Bakersfield schools, North and South, that had a couple battles this year. They'll be in there. Fresno Christian might be bumped up to Division III. So that's going to be a very tasty bracket.
Clovis North up ahead. Miles Tucker going to fire another one. He airballs it. No good. Rebound Clovis West. Of course, where the Eagles will slot in is Kellogg fires from the logo. No good. Flying in. No good. On the putback attempt, here comes Clovis North. Up ahead, Gish.
Ooh,
blocked away.
Whoa.
Hinton. Able to knock it away from Gish there. They're coming the other way, and a layup on the other end from Gabe Orsko. I'll tell you what, Clovis West ain't quitting here.
Well, they better not. Wear that jersey with pride, but God, what a block. That was number 24, huh?
David Hinton, who's just a sophomore. He's got some length. He's probably just growing into that body, you know, as you do when you're young in high school. And
only a sophomore, yeah. I mean, I thought Gish was going to be able to lay that in with ease.
The halfway point of this fourth quarter. Reminder to stick around for our post-game show. A reminder, Always be listening on our 1430 app as Kellogg tosses it off of McKay Amundson. We stream on our website as well, 1430ESPNFresno.com, if you want to listen there as well.
You said toss, though, Phil. You underestimated. That was a
threw it. Yeah. So, like, hey, dude, what the heck? Got to throw,
get
right?
Get out of here.
West on the other end. Hinton. Ball poked away from him momentarily. Gets it. Orskull now with it. Drives into the key. A reverse layup. No good. Rebound attempt, and it went out of bounds before Clovis North could gather.
We're trying to get some footage, aren't we, Phil, that final
we're both,
shot.
We're both have the same East notifications the on, Paul, I believe, on Twitter there. Under three to go. Montgomery kicks out to Woodsford, up to Gish, over to Montgomery. Montgomery guarded by Kellogg. Center to Woodsford, back out to Lawrence, to Amundson. 15 on the shot clock. We're holding, says Amundson. We're down to 10. Dribbling. 8 seconds to go now. Montgomery going to set the screen. Okay. Peels off of it. Over to Lawrence. Lawrence fires three-pointer. Front iron, no good. Kellogg the other way. Of course, the seniors, a lot of them playing their last regular season game of their high school career. One of them being the point guards, of course, that we highlighted so much in this basketball game. Ball was off the ref and deflected to Clovis West. I'm pretty sure it went off the ref's leg.
It did.
I don't think he noticed it.
Who gets a turnover for that? That's no fair. Nobody.
Kellogg finds the basketball. Step back in the corner.
He traveled.
Ball was deflected off him. I guess they said it was blocked, and he regathered it. He missed the shot, though. And up ahead is Lawrence, and I think we're kind of getting into that rec league basketball now that we see at the Jungle Gym. Up ahead, layup is Orsko, and this is what I see at the cage right near my house up on Shepherd, Paul. This is just kind of that back-and-forth situation with a minute 30 to go.
Yeah. I think we've all been a part of some of those. Yeah, smart timeout. Tony is like, all right, let's get this riff-raff out of the way. Get some subs in.
I think the players were like, hey, coaches, like, come on.
Yeah.
Game's in hand here. It's a little timeout.
Well, you mentioned the
last
regular season. Go ahead, Phil.
We got the full timeout, so we got a lot to kind of chew on here before we get to our post-game show, but I asked about the Clovis North real quick. I wanted to ask about Clovis West and where they would slot in and playoff-wise and where you expect them to be and where you think the Eagles are going to slot in as far as the playoffs are concerned.
Yeah, so Max Preps is the sheet that the CIF Central Section office goes by. There's tiebreakers like Coach Garrett Brown was mentioning. There's winning league as a priority as well. Head-to-head is the number one. So one of the big questions is whether or not there's going to be 8 teams in Division I. All 8 teams, if so, would qualify for the state playoffs. So that's a big deal. So, I got Clovis West as a 6. I got Memorial dropping down to the 5. Clovis North might hold as the 3. It's crazy. We'll see what it comes out.
Ooh, dunk it.
There it is.
On the fast break bucket, there's our first dunk of the game tonight.
It's by our guy that had that nice block shot, too.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice shot off the side of the. Continue your thought there, Paul.
Well, Bullard and Centennial got at the 7 and 8.
Kellogg with the layup on the right side.
So if that were to hold, then there would be no playoff game in D1 on Friday. You have to wait till Tuesday, which is no fun. I don't like waiting a week. At least you know your opponent.
Right.
Get some film on the guys. Study it. Got Clovis High as a 1 seed in D2. Bakersfield will be there. Clovis East might drop down. I don't know the Clovis East Buchanan score from tonight.
Down to the final 30 seconds. As 3-pointer
in there.
On its way. Yes, Evan Johnson, have your name called off the bench.
And he's celebrating with his teammates on the bench. Holding up the 3 on their forehead.
Oh, my goodness. Kellogg just hit from the logo.
He might have 30 tonight. 30 out of the 60.
As we reach. Why are we fouling here?
Ooh, Jason almost dunked it off.
Like I said, Paul,
it's the YMCA.
It's the YMCA. It's the cage. Not Shepherd and Maple. That's what we're looking at right now. But as we hit zeros, we have a final. And the regular season of the track has come to an end as Clovis North wins 74-60. We'll break it all down. Hopefully we'll get Tony on the mic here, and we will chat about it next on 1430 ESPN Fresno, the Valley's local sports leader.
High School Hoops, brought to you by A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, and the Foundation at FCOE.
All right, we're in the post game now, and good thing I have a good memory. 74-60 as they turned out the score on the scoreboard here. But Clovis North, a winner on the home finale, the regular season finale, and now we're thinking playoffs, and we're joined by Coach Tony Amundson, who's here now with us. And Tony, I think you're safe to say it wasn't pretty basketball. It was a lot of back and forth in terms of it, but you like the win tonight. You like the way your team looked in terms of some aspects of the basketball game, I'd imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I was very proud of how hard our guys competed, and I thought Clovis West competed very hard as well. And that's why sometimes it does get a little bit ugly when both teams are playing extremely hard. You know, refs play let you play a little bit, and then, you know, sometimes the turnovers come up a little bit. But I was glad that we came out on the winning edge of that.
First quarter tied at 13. You guys go in with the lead in the halftime. Third quarter, we talk about guys that come off the bench. I mean, your big two with Eli and McKay score bulk of your points. But you had a kid coming in. What's for number 10? What do you have, by our count, at least 10 points in that third quarter?
15 in the whole game, yeah.
Yeah, Landon can score. He's a good shooter, good player. He's a junior, so we'll have him back next year. But he's had some explosive games, but unfortunately throughout league, he's been injury-plagued. He's had a sprained ankle, which has sidelined him for a few games this year. But it's nice to have him back and seeing him kind of get in rhythm, which was kind of nice too.
When you get into this time of the season, right, you're looking for the momentum. You're looking for all the things you do well as a basketball team. And now that you're here, it's do or die after this. What are the things you feel like this team is capable of when it gets to the crunch time here in playoff basketball?
Well, I know that we're battle-tested, and I love that. I mean, I think we were just looking at it. I think every team that we have lost to, with the exception of two teams, are top 25 in their state. Because when we went to the Damien, we played a team from Texas, a team from Idaho, and a team from Utah, and they're all ranked tops in their state. And so we played a lot of tough teams and a lot of different styles. So I think we're prepared for just about anything. That's the part that I think I like the most.
One of the fun things to watch during this game is the battle between McKay, your son, and Jace Kellogg from Clovis West. We saw them after the game taking some pictures, hugging, right? Competitors on the court, but friends off. That's really cool to see. Just talk about how fun – well, maybe not fun for you. I know you're competitive as well, Tony, but just watching that on the court, right, the best you can, and just kind of the battle that those two had, that's just fun basketball for at least us as fans.
No, they're two very good point guards. You know, Jace played for me with Jalen Green on the 3SB on the circuit, and I picked him up for a reason because I think he's a heck of a player. I think he's a college player. I don't know where he's at right now with his recruitment, but I definitely think he can play at the next level and help some teams down the road. But, yeah, we scheme to try and stop him because
he's tough.
He's a handful for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Last question here, and I know you're going to be refreshing the page tomorrow, but do you have an opinion of where you think this team should be slotted in the top bracket?
We'll be anywhere from 3 to 5. You know, and that's – I told our guys that. I go, it's up to them now. So, you know, I wish the criteria was a little bit more concrete because, there's a little bit of, I guess, interpretation on a couple of things that makes you kind of a little bit uncertain. So I would think that the win against West, because they're a good team, is going to boost our rating on Max Preps. I would not be surprised if it puts us past Memorial on there. And then you have to just kind of figure out, does Memorial have enough – of a case to say that they should be ahead of us. Does league champs really mean that much when you're comparing the CMAC to the track? I think, you know, maybe I'm a little biased, but I think our league is a little tougher. Obviously, Bullard's, you know, very good, and Memorial's very good. But I think, you know, most of our teams have done an incredible job this year of beating some good teams.
Certainly, and we'll all be paying attention tomorrow at 3 o'clock or so, or wherever it'll turn up. But, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time. Best of luck on the postseason. We'll see you down the road.
No, thank you for the coverage. I was glad you guys are here. Thank you.
You bet. Glad to be good game, Tony.
Appreciate it, Tony. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back on 1430 ESPN.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn.
Hi, welcome back. High School Hoops post-game show. Clovis North wins 74-60. And regular season is over. Last-minute thoughts on this one, Paul, and as we put a bow on the regular season here in basketball.
Yeah, as far as this game, you know, the second and third quarters were big for the Broncos. Came out strong, capitalized on some mistakes from Clovis West. You know, shooting-wise, McKay and Abinson and Eli Gish probably didn't have their best games of the year, but the other guys stepped up, made some shots, and they got the old momentum heading into next week's game.
So I'm curious who our Valley Athletic star of the game is. I have an entry. What about our dude off the bench?
Let's do it.
Landon Woodsford.
Let's do it.
Kind of been a spark plug with the three-pointers. He had some good putbacks. That's that kind of hustle you like coming from the bench side. And you, Coach said he was dealing with the injury. And
yeah.
Maybe he's a guy who can spark some things.
Give it to him.
For the run.
All right, let's do it.
Valley Athletic star of the game, Landon Woodsford, tonight for Clovis North. When you hear us next on a basketball broadcast, it will be a do-or-die basketball game in some form or fashion. We won't know the opponents. We won't know anything in terms of that just yet until tomorrow. Paul and I got a lot of deciding to do, but are you hyped for playoff basketball on 1430?
Yeah, right, February. You think not quite March Madness, but for us, it is. It's our Central Section Madness with Selden Arena at the end of the month.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, playoff basketball is my favorite. I'll be honest, right?
Yeah.
Playoff football is – it's a big ticket. Gets a lot of mentions and talk. But for me, give me basketball playoffs all day, every day.
And, Paul, I'm going to make a special announcement. I've been saying it. Not just one game tomorrow, next week. We're going to shoot for two. We're going to shoot for two games next week if you're up for it. I think we're going to look at a boys' quarterfinal. And then I think if we're going to project it the way it's going to go, I think we're looking at a girls' semifinal on a Friday night next week, too. And if all things indicate, it might be a good one.
Yeah, so remember, what, Tuesday, Thursdays, Wednesday, Fridays are the matchups, so we don't miss any action.
Exactly.
So, hey, Phil, we'll discuss it. We'll talk about it. We'll set up camp like we were tonight in Clovis North, and we'll broadcast some high school basketball.
The road to Selden is almost done here as we get closer to it. Regular season a wrap, postseason on its way. Paul, you're getting your show ready. We'll talk about it. You got a lot of people, I'm sure.
I got a lot of people. A lot of people on the radar. I do want to mention I got Adrian Martinez coming on in a week. So on the 21st of February, San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback, Clovis West legend. So put that in the bank. He's coming on. But, a lot of basketball talk this weekend for sure.
Look forward to it. And, of course, FPU tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What do you got on the FPU Summer Sports Show?
Don't laugh, ladies and gentlemen. I have eSports coming on. Yes, electronic sports.
Right.
They were fun last year coming on the show talking about their season and playing the old video games, Phil. So it's always a good time when those fun guys come on.
Right. Should be good. I'll be at the Ag Expo, so unfortunately we don't get to say what's up tomorrow. But
you get a tri-tip sandwich part two.
I will say, if you want to hop on the mic or if you want to give me a call, I might try to get you a call to react to those brackets maybe. We might do something tomorrow.
I'm down for it. Text me. All right. I'm in.
All right. That's a wrap for Paul Metters, for Jorge in the studio, for the man who's blowing an air horn in here. I'm Phil Benatti, wrapping it up from Clovis North. 74-60, your final over Clovis West.
High School Hoops, brought to you by Fashion. Well, you've been listening to High School Basketball on ESPN Fresno. A special thank you to A-Plus Signs, Mega Prints, California Business Machines, Fashion Furniture, The Foundation at FCOE, FFB Bank, KFC Jam Management, Me and Ed's Pizza, Pioneer Equipment, Raw Farms, Toledo's, Valley Athletics, M-Cubed, Precision Civil Engineering, Thiessen Duker, Helena Agri, Ed Dinas, and Roger Dunn for making all this possible.